in our service.
奉耶稣圣名开始我们的聚会。
Let's sing hymn 177.
唱诗177首。
Jesus Christ for gathering us together tonight. Sabbath night. We're going to give thanks for him. So that we can grow as time goes by. As time goes by, we can be more useful to others, to the church, to the world.
时间越久呢，我们对别人、对这个世界上更有用处。
That is something I think we need to pray for.
这是我们必须要祈求的。
So that we can be more useful to the house of God.
这样我们对神的家更有帮助。
Let's kneel down and pray.
我们去跪下祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to study the Word of God.
奉主之名，我们要查考神的话。
Return to your God.
归回你的神。
This is a theme that was also mentioned in one of the recent UKGA meetings.
这是英总的会议里面其中一个主题。
In the meeting, we stressed that we have to return to God with our heart.
在会议里面，我们有强调说我们要 用我们的心灵归向神。
This is the main one of the main reasons why the church cannot grow, because people's heart are not really returned to God.
这是个主要的原因，为什么教会不能够增长，就是因为人的心没有归向神。
But I also learned that the youth or some of the members on the Wednesday services, Bible study here in London also has been using Hosea.
我也听说。青年人在星期三的那个团契里面也在查考何西亚书。
So maybe it's a good idea for us to look at this as well, huh?
我们翻开何西亚书。
And look at Hosea chapter 12.
请看何西亚书十二章。
Hosea chapter 12 verse 6.
十二章第六节。
Hosea chapter 12 verse 6.
何西亚书第六章第十二章第六节。
So you, by the help of your God, return, observe mercy and justice, and wait on your God continually.
所以你当归向你的神，谨守仁爱、公平，常常等候你的神。
So return to your God.
归向你的神。
Actually, this is the main theme of the whole book of Hosea.
这是整本以何西亚书的主题。
Return to your God.
归向你的神。
And chapter 10 talks about judgment of God, of course.
第十章是讲到神的刑罚。
Some of the judgments.
神的一些刑罚。
To be imposed upon the Israelites, the northern kingdom.
就是神对以色列北朝的刑罚。
But from chapter 11 onwards, you can see the way that we can return to the Lord, to the Almighty God.
从十一章开始，我们可以看得出我们怎么样归回全人的神。
So that the church can grow and we can grow individually.
这样我们教会才能够增长，人个人方面能够长大。
So from chapter 11.
从十一章。
Verse 1 to verse 11.
第一节到十一节。
The whole section of these 11 verses talk about how the Lord reminds the Israelites of His love, God's love.
从这十一章第一节到十一节是讲到神怎么样提醒神对以色列人的爱。
God reminds them here, you can see, of His love, you know, even from the day of Exodus, coming out of Egypt.
所以就是从他们出埃及的那天，神就已经提醒他们神
对他们的爱。In verse 1, when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt, I called my son.
十一章第一节，以色列年幼的时候，我爱他。就从埃及召出我的儿子来。
Of course, spiritually, this can refer to the calling of the Lord Jesus Messiah of Egypt, spiritually speaking. You know. But here, actually, in history, it's true that God called Israel out of Egypt.
这在历史上来说是神召着以色列人从埃及出来。
And God continues to lead them.
神继续地带领他们。
From this chapter, we can see God will still lead them. You see, if you look at verse 4, huh?Gentle cords with bands of love.
十一章的第四节，神用慈神爱所牵引他们。
But unfortunately, they refused to be led.
但是很不幸的，他们拒绝神。
From verse 2 and verse 3, we can see this.
从第二、第三节，我们可以看得出来。
As they called them, so they went from them and then sacrificed to Baals. God loved them so much, and they worshiped idols.
神呼召他们，但是他们越走越远，向巴利献祭。
They burnt incense to carve images.
给雕刻的偶像烧香。
This, of course, made God very sad.
这种行为弄到神很伤心。
In verse 3, you say, you can see, God said, I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them.
第三节，我原教导以法莲行走。用膀臂抱着他们，他们却不知道是我医治他们。
From here, God reminds or reminded to Israelites that God loved them so much since the time of Exodus.
所以从这篇我们知道，神提醒他们，从他们出埃及的那时。
Spiritually speaking, we need to be reminded since the time of our being born again.
所以从我们的
just like coming out of Egypt after water baptism.
我们洗礼的时候，我们就是好像。神的提醒这样从黑暗当中出来。
If we do not continue to remember God's love, it's very difficult to return to Him or to be useful in the church or in the world.
假如我们不能够继续纪念神的爱，在这世界上是很难
Nobody would like to, you know, spend time for the Lord Jesus, you know, to take care of His church or even to preach to people if people do not remember God's love.
没有人照顾神的教会，比如说，他们忘了神的爱。
From verse 8 of to verse 11.
从第八到四节。
We can see a very important message.
我们可以看到一个重要的信息。
That the Lord does not want to give up Israel, but desires, you know, them to come back to Him.
神却不轻易的放弃他们，却渴望他们能够归回他们，归回神。
Oh, from this section you can see, how can I give you up, Ephraim? Verse 8.
第八节，以法莲啊，我怎能舍去你呢？
Now, how can I hand you over, Israel?
以色列，我怎么能够拒绝你？
Of course, Ephraim and Israel refer to the same nation, Northern Kingdom.
所以以法莲跟以色列是指着北朝。
How can I make you like Adma? And how can I make you? I said you like Zeboim.
我怎能使你如亚玛？怎能使你如洗偏？
That is to say, how could I destroy you?How can I destroy your life? I destroy these two cities which were actually near Sodom and Gomorrah.
换句话说，神怎么能够毁灭这些以色列民，向他毁灭亚玛跟洗偏这个这两个城，或者是像
near Sodom and Gomorrah,
索多玛跟俄摩拉这两座城。
You see, God actually did not want to punish.
神其实不想刑罚他。
So he said, "My heart churns within me." In verse 8.My sympathy is stirred.
所以第八节就说，我只能够舍弃他们呢。
So the kind of feeling of God from His heart shows how much He would not like to give up His own children.
所以从这边我们看，这神是不想轻易的放弃他的儿女。
Verse 9, I will not execute my fierceness of my anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One.In your midst, and I will not come with terror.
第九节，我必不发闷烈的怒气，再也不再毁灭以法莲，因我是神，并非世人，是你们中间的圣者。我必不在怒中临到你们。
We read on from verse 10 to 11. You can see God loved them so much.
从第十、第十节，我们可以看出神很爱他们。
This tells us something very important.
这告诉我们很重要的事情。
The Lord, the Almighty God, Jesus does not want to see anyone in the true church to fall.
全能的神不想看到真耶稣教会的任何一个人跌倒。
To God, this is a very painful thing.
因为这对神来说是一件很伤心的事。
With this in mind, you see, we can see how much we have to think about our love towards each other.
所以我们这样想的话，那我们要思想一下，我们彼此间的爱是多么的。
How we can actually bear with one another?
叫我们怎么样容忍对方
？This is something that is got to be learned through our life.
这在我们的生活当中，我们必须要学习的。
Otherwise, we cannot return to God.
不然的话，我们就不能够归向神。
Because returning to God is to be manifested in our manifestation of our love towards God and towards man.
归向神是在我们的行为方面对神对人的爱的表现。
So God's heart was tuned. God's heart was stirred up. That means He was very sad when He decided to give up Israel because of their stubbornness.
神的心是相当的痛，相当的激动，因为他要是想放弃以色列人的话。
Oh, this is something that we need to understand.
这是我们必须要明白的。
But unfortunately, the people of Israel did not sense the love of God.
但是很不幸的，以色列人却不能够感觉到神的爱。
They purposely went away, you know, from the care and concern of God.
他们故意的离弃神的关怀。
How?
如何呢？
Verse 7.
第七节。
My people are bent in backsliding from me.Although they call to the Most High, none at all exalt Him.
我的民偏要背道离开我，众先知虽然招呼他们归向至上的主，却无人遵从主。
God's people bent on backsliding from Him.
神的民离开神。
Verse 7.
第七节
bent on backsliding from him.
他们是背道离开神。
That actually made God's heart very painful, of course.
真的是神的心相当的伤痛。
That means just like today, we grieve the Holy Spirit.
就好像今天我们让圣灵担忧。
Not just quench, but grieve.
不只是消灭圣灵，而且是让圣灵担忧。
And maybe we resist the Holy Spirit.
或者我们抵抗圣灵。
Or even blaspheme the Holy Spirit eventually.
或者是最终呢，亵渎圣
灵。It means we purposely go against God, and then eventually we are forsaken by God.
我们故意的离弃神，最终我们被神抛弃。
This is called bending on the backsliding, on backsliding from God.
这就是所谓的背道离开神。
So purposely going against God.
就是故意的离开神。
This kind of people really cannot be useful in the church.
这样的人在神的家中呢是
Because you love them, but wanted them to change.
但是神却爱他们，要他们悔改。
But God's justice must also be applied.
但神的公义必须要啊。
His righteousness must also be exercised.
他必须要施行他的公义。
So eventually, the Israelite, the Northern Kingdom, of course, was destroyed.
那最终以色列的北朝呢被毁灭。
But God wanted them to return to Him.
但神却希望他们能够归回他。
Because they refused, they became captives.
因为他们拒绝神，最后他们被俘虏。
In verse 5, we can see the Assyrians shall be their king, and then they became captives, of course.
亚述人要做他们的皇。
They will become.Captives being put into exile.
他们就会放逐，然后被掳。
Verse 6.
第六节。
You can see they would be under attack and eventually destruction would come upon them.
那他们会刀剑会临到他们，最后呢会毁灭。
So God really was very painful in exercising His punishment upon them.
神在施行他的刑罚的当中是相当的心痛的。
But from verse 12 to chapter 11, verse 12,
从十一章十二节
to chapter 12,
到十二章
to the end of the whole chapter,
到十二章的最后这整章
So we can see from this section, God actually further points out the Israelites' sins and tells them to learn from their ancestor Jacob.
那神继续的在指出以色列人所犯的罪孽。
And God used Jacob, you know, as their good example.
神就利用雅各来作为他们的例子。
This is very interesting.
这是很有趣的。
Because the Israelites at the time, they knew the ancestor Jacob so well.
因为以色列人在当时是很了解雅各这个人。
Of course, we know Jacob well too.
当然，我们也是明白雅各。
So God used this whole section, so many verses, to tell them.Why don't you learn from your ancestor Jacob?
所以神就用这几节就告诉我们，为什么不向我们的祖宗雅各学习呢？
And before that, you can see in chapter 11, verse 12, and God actually points out further or pointed out the sins of the Israelites.
从十一章的十二节呢，神再次的就是指出他们的错，他们的罪孽。
And look at verse 12.
十二节，十一章十二节。
Ephraim has encompassed me with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah still walks with God, even with the Holy One who is faithful.
以法莲用谎言，以色列家用诡计围绕我。犹大却靠神掌权，向圣者有忠心。
One of the sins that prevented them from returning to God is because of their lies.
其中一个罪孽他们所犯的就是他们撒谎
That prevented them from returning to God
这阻挡他们归向神
Deceit, look at this, deceit and lies
欺骗跟诡诈
What kind of lies or deceit?
他们是说什么谎言
They worship God with their words, with their mouth But in actions they did not practice God's words That is lies, that is deceit
他们用嘴唇敬畏神，但是他们的行为，他们心却没有行出神的话。
So God pointed out to them, "This is not right."
所以神就跟他们说，这是不对的。
This is something very important, if we want to return to God.
这是很重要一点，我们必须留意的。假如我们要归向神的话。
If we do not remove or cleanse our lips and our actions, or in terms of lies and deceit, it's impossible to return to God.
假如我们不弃绝谎言、诡诈的话，是很难归向神。
There's a brother in Africa. 有个在非洲的弟兄。Many years he was trying to come back to God.
很多年他想归回。
He knew he had received the truth.
他知道他已经接受了真。
He received the Holy Spirit.
他接受了真。
But then he was not in truthfulness in his dealings with people.
但是他在跟人的相处当中呢，却没有真诚的。
All our lies.
就是时常撒谎。
And especially cheating, you know, with money.
尤其在钱财方面呢，时常欺骗别人。
Eventually, these lies and deceit prevented him from truly coming back to God.
那最终呢，因为他的撒谎，他的欺诈，就阻挡他。
The church he was pastoring and taking care of was more than 200 people.
他所牧养的那间教会有200个人。
And eventually, everybody, you know, became so clear, you know, to them that this person is absolutely useless.
所以最终那些人都知道这个人是没有用的，这是很悲伤的事情。
Now he stopped coming to the church. He stopped coming to the church.
他已经停止到教会。
But once in a while, 3 months time, he would come back once.
或者是三个月当中呢，他会回来一次。
And that is a very sad reminder of how a person can be led into this kind of spiritual disarray, you know, because of unfaithfulness.
这是一件很悲惨的事情，在这属灵的不忠心的事情上，就是撒谎。
God say, "You have surrounded me with lies."
神说你谎言围住我。
That is something we have to think if we want to really return to God.
这是我们必须要思想的，要是我们想归向神的话。
And another sin that prevented them from really coming back to God is in chapter 12, verse 1.
另外一个他们所犯的罪就是12章的第一节。
You see, they fit on wind, if you like. Ephraim fits on the wind.
以法莲赐风。
In other words, really, this wind can refer to Egypt, of course, in history.
可以在历史上指作是埃及。
Or Assyria.
或者是
especially East wind or Assyria.
尤其是东风是
指着亚述。Fits on the wind and pursues the east wind means they relied on Egypt and Assyria for their help, for their protection from other enemies.
以法莲赐风且追赶东风，就是他们就是依靠亚述的势力。
So this is really.Not trusting God.
这是完全不依靠神。
Relying on foreign power than on God Himself to solve their problems.
就是他们依靠邻国的权势来解决他们的问题。
How can such people return to God?
这样的人怎么归向神呢？
It's impossible.
这是不可能。
Because if they don't trust in God, how can they return to God?
假如他们不相信神的话，不依靠神的话，他们怎么归向神？
In history, we know eventually.Because of the alliance with these foreign enemies, eventually they were destroyed by the same enemies.
因为他们跟这个列邦的那些仇敌立盟，所以呢，最后他们被这些仇敌毁灭。
They relied on Assyrian. Assyrian eventually destroyed.
他们依靠亚述国，最后他们被亚述国。
Spiritually speaking, if we rely on our own wealth, our own capability, wisdom, talents, we will fail eventually.
在属灵上来说，而是我们依靠我们的钱财资聪明，这样最终我们会被毁灭。
So if we want to return to God, we have to get rid of all these kind of worldly reliance, you know, reliances or the dependence, knowing that without God it's impossible to achieve anything. That is very important.
假如我们要归向神的话，我们要把这世俗的一切事情抛弃。
If we don't have this kind of heart, it's difficult really to return to God.Spiritually.
在属灵上我们没有这种心的话，是很难归向神。
Another sin that prevented them to come back to God.
另外一个罪阻挡他们归向神，就是第七节。
In the New King James Version, it said they were actually a cunning Canaanites.
第七节。
Verse 7. Actually, they were a deceitful merchant, if you like.
十二章的第七节，这边是以法莲是商人，手里有诡诈的天平，爱行欺骗。
Because at the time of the time of Hosea, the Canaanites or the were very deceitful, you know, business people.
在何西亚的时候，这迦南人他们是相当诡诈的商人。
So to God, they are no different from the Canaanites.
在对神来说呢，他们跟那个迦南人呢，没有什么分别。
This is greed for wealth, isn't it?
这是贪爱钱财。
Sometimes we do not feel that we greed for wealth. Sometimes we don't feel that.
有时候我们不感觉到我们是在贪财。
But if we just work and work without time for Jesus, without doing His work, in a way, whether we like it or not, unconsciously, we are no different from a cunning Canaanite.
所以我们只是一直的为自己的事情着想，那我们跟这个迦南人有什么分别呢？
So the one very important thing that they could not return to God because of this deceitfulness in wealth, the deceitful scales even are in their hands.
其中一个原因，他们不能够归向神，就是因为他们有这个手里这个诡诈的天平，爱情欺骗。
One of the serious problems in many countries.
这是很多国家的很严重的问题。
Especially in developing countries.Developing country,
尤其是发展的国家。
You can see these people, or a lot of even brothers and sisters in the workers in the True Church can fall because of this greed for wealth.
所以很多发展中的国家，很多神的工人因为失败，就是因为贪爱钱财。
This also happens in developed countries.
在发展中的国家也是有。
Already developed countries, Western countries, you can see people are so rich and they are still very greedy for more wealth.
在这种发展中的国家，他们是相当富足的，但是他们却还是继续的贪爱钱财。
我 find it very difficult to return to God.
这样的人很难归向神。
Because money is their God now.
因为钱是他们的神。
No wonder Jesus says, "Do not worship God and Mammon."
所以，难怪神说不要侍奉马门跟神。
Putting Mammon and God together, almost the same level. Do not worship Mammon and God. That means.Money can become God, can become God.
所以不要侍奉马门跟神，因为你把马门跟神放在一起的话。
Maybe we will say, "Hey, no, we don't worship money."
或者我们说我们没有崇拜。
But if our heart is only for earning more and more, and then forget about God's matters, forget about God's business, really is a manifestation of worshiping Mammon too.
要是我们的心一直想着要赚更多的钱财，这跟侍奉马门是一样的。
Of course, if we do everything for God, for the Lord Jesus, this is acceptable.
但是你要是一切是为神所做的，这是可以接纳的。
Is it true? The question is it true? We do everything for Him.
问题是，是不是真的我们凡事都
make money for the Lord Jesus?
我们为神赚钱。
Do business for Him.
为神做生意。
We do everything for Him.
我们凡事为神的做。
This kind of questions which stir us up to think whether we.Have returned to God or not?
这些的问题让我们思考，我们是否归向神。
So from verse 3 onwards,
从第三节开始
to verse 5, you can see God wanted them to learn from the ancestor Jacob.
从第三节到第五节，神要他向我们的祖宗雅各学习。
He took his brother by the heel of the womb. You see, verse 3, chapter 12, verse 3. And in his strength, he struggled with God. And verse 4, yes, he struggled with the angel and prevailed. And he wept and sought favor from him. And he found him in Bethel. And then he spoke to us. This is the love of God of hosts. The Lord is his memorial. How wonderful. This is what actually Jacob did.
12章的第三节跟第四节、第五节。就是雅各所做的事情。
So from these few verses, God wanted them to know Israel or Jacob actually was looking for something else in this world.
所以从这篇我们知道雅各或者是以色列呢，在这世界上是寻找。
He knew what was best for him, what was needed in life.
他知道在他的生活当中什么是对他最好。
Very interesting. He knew it even before he was born.
其实在他还没有出生之前他已经知道了。
He wanted to grab this firstborn right before even he was born.
就是他在
母胎 come out first,
的时候他已经捉住他哥哥的脚跟。
But he didn't get, the chance. But eventually he got it.
但是他没有那个机会，最终呢他是得到那个机会。
Because it was Esau himself who sold the birthright to him.
因为是以扫卖了他长子的名分。
You cannot blame Jacob.
我们不能怪雅各。
Because God doesn't blame him, I cannot blame him.
因为神没有怪他，我们不可以怪他。
So the message here is repeated. from God to the Israelites.
神对以色列的信息
是一直在重复。Learn from Jacob to grasp the point. The message was very clear.
就是学习雅各捉住哥哥的脚跟。
Grasp, 抓。
就是要学习雅各捉住。
Actually, if you look at his life, it's a life of grasping, starting from birth.
从雅各出生的那天，他就一直在世上，一直在捉住机会。
He grasped the birthright from the brother Esau.
他捉住他哥哥以扫的长子的名分。
He grasped the heart of the mother.
他捉住他妈妈的心。
He grasped the heart, the blessings of the father.
他捉住他爸爸的祝福。
You look at his life and learn through his Laban's place. He grasped the heart of Laban as well. Then.
他去到他舅舅拉班的家的时候，他也捉住拉班的心。
Eventually, what he grasped was God.
那最后他所抓住的就是神。
So this is what God wanted them to learn if they want to return to God. The Israelite song.
这些以色列人想要归向神的话，他必须向雅各学习。
Because he said he sought favor from God, he wept and sought favor from Him. Verse 4.
第四节，就是他就是向神祈求、恳求。
He wept.
他哭泣的恳求。
Sought favor from God. And then he found him.
最后呢，他得到。
This is what we need to do if we want to return to God.
所以我们要归向神。
So the question I have to ask is, what do we want to grasp in this world?
问题是，在这个世界上，我们要抓住什么呢？
Many houses.
是不是要有很多的
Many because
很多的房子
money
车子
fame
名
praises from others
别人的赞美
a name in the society
社会上的名义
if these are the main things that we're looking for then it's difficult to grasp God
要是这些是我们所追求的那我们很难
and it's difficult to return to God
也很难归向神
it will be very sad eventually we cannotfind favor from the Lord.
最终呢，我们不能够讨神的喜悦。
So you can see God wanted them to know how actually Jacob, you know, did so well as a good example.
所以神要他们知道说雅各是做得那么好，作为他们的榜样。
And in verse 12, you can see, God also wanted them to learn something.
从十节，神也要他们学习一些事情。
Jacob fled to the country of Syria. Israel served a spouse.It is Jacob, of course. And for a wife, he tended sheep. Verse 12.
十二节，从前雅各逃到亚兰地，以色列唯的妻服侍人，唯的妻与人放羊。
This is another purpose of his life.
这是雅各的另外一个目的。
And in the eyes of God, this was not wrong.
在神的眼中并不是错的。
But the Israelites were different.
但是以色列人却不一样。
They were slaves eventually.
最终他们成为奴仆。
They did not grasp anything eventually.
最终他们
They lost their worldly wealth.
他们失去世上的财
物。They were forsaken by God.
被神遗弃。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they love the world more than God himself.
因为他们爱这个世界超过爱神。
Jacob maybe in the beginning was, you know, one who loved the world, you know,Maybe a little bit more than God, but eventually he loved God most.
雅各开始的时候，可能他爱这个世界，稍微爱这个世界，
so、
但是最后他是爱神超过一切。
Really, you know, now in situation where we love God more than the world.
我们现在的情况是不是我们爱神超过这个世界呢
？If the answer is positive.
假如答案是正面的话。
If we love God more than the world, if yes.
假如我们的爱神超过这个世界的话
We can return to God.
那我们就可以归向神
This is a very important message
这是很重要的信息
Look at verse 13
我们看十三节
By a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt And by a prophet he was preserved
十三节神借先知领以色列从埃及上来以色列也借先知而得长存。
This is a history reminding them.
这是历史上在提醒他们。
Moses prayed, God preserved the Israelites. Moses prayed.
因为摩西的恳求。
神保守他们。
神保守以色列人，没有毁灭他们。
Now Hosea, just like Moses, in other words.
何西亚就好像摩西一样。
He is now in your midst. He is now among you. He's among the Israelites. God said in verse 13, no?
在13节就说,
you better listen to him. You better listen to Hosea.
In other
words, God's workers are to send messages to be listened to.
神是借助他的仆人,
God's workers do not talk their own words.
神的仆人不讲自己的话,
they'll never say something which is out of their own mind.
他们从来不会讲他们心中,
everything must be from the Bible.
自己的话,
sometimes we may make a mistake in our sermon or in our conversation.
有时候在谈话当中或者是在讲道当中, 讲了一些错误的,
we must be rectified. We must rectify immediately.
但是要马上更正。
God said Moses prayed for these people, they were preserved. Now Hosea actually is praying for you in a manner, and so the message is God would like them to be preserved as well through the messages of Hosea from God.
所以呢, 因为摩西的恳求呢, 以色列民被保存, 同样的和西亚传达神的信息, 也希望神能够保存。
In other words, if we want to return to God,
换句话说, 我们要归向神的话,
this return can be through a preacher or a speaker.
这个归向,
your words,
可以借助神的工人的话, 来,
because your words are from God.
因为你的话是从神来的。
This is very important. It is of love that Hosea was sent forth. You know, he was, as we know, from the beginning, Hosea was told to do something which is against God's commandments in the Old Testament.
从本书的开始，我们知道呢，神差遣何西亚先知是做一些违背他的。 违背他自己的意识的,
why? That was very painful.
这是很,
to get married to a harlot. It's not God's way.
就是神要他娶淫妇为妻, 这不是,
this is not God's way.
这不是神的, 做法。
But then why did God do that?
为什么神要他这样做呢?
That doing caused God's heart to be so painful and Hosea's heart to be so painful too.
这种做法弄, 令到神的心很伤痛, 也弄到何西亚很伤心。
Because this is to tell them the Israelites were actually so adulterous.
这告诉我们一些人在属灵上呢, 是, 淫乱的。
And God still loved them.
神还是爱他们。
But that doesn't mean God loves adultery.
这不是意味着神爱淫乱的人。
God gave them a chance to repent.
神给他们机会悔改,
but they did not.
但是他们没有,
they did not return to God.
他们没有归向神,
but destroyed them.
最终呢, 神就毁灭他们。
This is very, very sad.
这是很伤痛的事。
So God's punishment was all clear.
所以神的刑罚是很清楚的。
Verse 12, chapter 1, chapter 12, verse 1.
12章的第一节。
There will be lack of power.
他们就没有力量。
All the other reliance will be like wind.
他们所依靠的呢, 就好像风一样。
That's a big punishment.
这是很大的刑罚。
In verse 2,
第二节,
God will punish Jacob, that is the posterity of Jacob.
神就会, 刑罚雅各的后裔,
And at the time, Judah was still quite strong.
在那个时候, 犹大还是很坚强的。
So you can see God's punishment came one after another.
所以神的刑罚是一个接一个的来。
In verse 10,
第十节,
because they did not listen to God's instruction, they have, and they continued worshipping idols in verse 11.
十一节, 因为他们没有听神的话, 继续地敬拜偶像。
And then God will put them away in a foreign land.
所以神就把他们放在这个外地。
This is very sad.
这是很悲惨的。
Verse 9, that means they will not belong to the hold the household of God anymore.
从此他们不再属于神家的人。
You see, this time when I was in Africa, I saw some very strong members.
这次在非洲, 我看到灵性很坚强的信徒。
But unfortunately, there are also one or two who are very weak. They are now out of the land of God.
但是很不幸的有一两个呢, 灵性很软弱, 最后呢, 还是离开了神的地。
So let us not be put out of the land of God.
所以我们就希望从神的地被赶出去, 就是这教会。
God's heart is very painful to forsake his people.
神的心是很伤痛的，要是要抛弃他的子民的话。
Eventually, God will destroy and punish. If you look at verse 14, the blood guilt will be upon the Israelites.
最终呢，神会刑罚他们。十四节，以法莲大大惹动主怒，所以他流血的罪就归在他们身上。
So you can see, the outcome of not returning to God is a total punishment.
就是不归向神呢，就是完全的被神刑罚。
God wanted them to come back to Him.
神要他们归向他。
So in chapter 13,
13章,
from verse 1
第一节,
to verse 16, the whole chapter,
到十六节,
actually God talks about their spiritual adultery.
神在这边讲他们属灵上的淫乱,
as a warning to them. That is why you cannot come back.
所以他们不能够归向神。
You see, spiritual adultery means departing from God, worshiping idols.
这属灵上的淫乱就是敬拜偶像。
But then spiritual adultery can lead to physical adultery.
这属灵上的淫乱可以导致属肉的淫乱。
This is what happened to them.
这是所发生的事情。
Apart from God, they rely on Assyrians and Egyptians. Eventually, they worship idols, and the idols led them into physical adultery.
所以他们离弃了神，依靠亚述，最终呢，他们在肉体上就犯了这些淫乱。
This is why the people of Israel are.When they sin against God, they love to worship idols because idols are places, high places. In high places, on high places, there are always prostitutes ready to sin with them.
So these Israelites, they finally, in this desert and in this, in the desert, they commit sin.
Very, very serious.
They committed a very serious sin.
This is especially true when it can be seen in Ezekiel.So the whole chapter talks about the spiritual adultery leading to physical adultery.
So this chapter, 13 章里面是讲到属灵的淫乱导致肉体的淫乱。
That is the most detrimental, satanic weapon to draw a person away from God, not returning to Him.
这是撒旦很可怕的那种武器来引导一个人。
And salvation would be in danger.
So this 救恩呢就会有危险。
As we grow older and older,
当我们年纪一天天的长大
as we have believed the Lord, more and more,
当我们信主的时间越久
are we nearer to God, or are we further and further away from God?
我们是越来越亲近神呢，或者是越来越离开神
呢？ Do we love God's work more than the works of the world?
我们是不是爱神的话超过这个世界呢
？Do we really keep the Sabbath？
我们真的谨守安息日吗
？Do we attend services regularly？
我们常常敬拜神吗
？Can any problems of the world or the society or the family deter us from God？
世界上的任何一件事情或者是家庭的事件，可以阻挡你离开神吗
？Can a person, a brother or sister in the church, deter me from drawing near to God？
教会的某弟兄或者姐妹可以阻挡你离开神吗
All these questions you have to think.
这些问题我们必须要思考
If you are truly spiritually drawn near to God and have returned to God and all this would not deter us from serving God and drawing nearer and nearer to Him
假如我们的心是真正的归向神的话这些事情绝对不能够阻挡我们亲近神
So if you read this chapter 13 you can see God eventually punished them very severely
所以从十三章呢，我们知道神最后呢，很严肃的刑罚他们。
Because they went away from God, they did not return to God.
他们离弃神。
From chapter 14.
十四章。
I think if we go through all these chapters, when you study these few chapters in the future, on Wednesday, it's easier for you to discuss.
所以我们再继续查考那。
From this chapter, there are 9 verses here.
从十四章总共有九节。
The Lord declares.Them to them that they want to restore the Israelites. The Lord desires to restore them.
从这几节呢，是神想复兴他们的信仰。
But the actions that Israel must take are very clear if they want to really return to God.
以色列人要是真正的要归向神的话，他们必须要行一些事情。
God spelled out is a list of actions they must take in order to return to God.
神讲出了一些事，他们必须实行的，以及要归向。
Verse one, Israel, return to the Lord your God.
十四章的第一节，以色列啊，你要归向主你的神。
Now, what should they do?
他们应该怎么做呢？
Verse 1 tells us they should forsake iniquity.
就是他们要离弃罪孽。
Because of your iniquity, you must remove iniquity in order to return to God.
他们必须要除掉自己的罪孽，才可以归向神。
Iniquity is a word telling us sins, you know, which can encompass many facets, different kinds of nature.
这罪孽可以指做多方面的事。
We must stop all these sins.
我们要
Sins of jealousy,
就是比如说是嫉妒的罪,
sins of hatred,
憎恶的
罪, sins of pride,
骄傲的罪,
sins of lies,
撒谎的罪,
sins of personal gain, working for God,
为神,
all these iniquities in the eyes of God,
这些都是神所弃绝,
must be removed if we want to return to God.
假如我们要归向神, 我们必须要弃绝这些罪孽。
And in verse 2, we are told another way.
那第二节是讲到
Obey his words.
就是要顺服神的话。
If we don't, it's difficult to return to him.
假如我们不顺服神的话，就很难归向神。
From verse 3 and verse 8,
第三节到第八节,
you can see, we rely no more on aliens.
就是我们要靠外在的因素。
You know, aliens are things which are not are from God.
这些外在的不是从神来的。
Idols.
比如说
their own power.
偶像他们自己的权势
aliens can make our strength you know, drained
这些种种的因素会让我们属灵上跌倒、
oh. another thing
另外一件
第九节 the Israelites must be wise spiritually prudent to know his words and to walk in them walking in them is important
所以以色列人必须是智慧人而且是通达人行神的
All these requirements are actually applicable to us today
那他们这一切呢对我们来说是可以
forsake
iniquity 要行的
Verse 1
第一我们要、就是遗弃就是放弃离弃这个罪孽
Verse 2 return by obeying his words
第二就是要 归向神顺服神的话
Thirdly
第三
remove aliens
就是要除去种种外在的因素
which are enemies of God
就是神的仇敌
and verse 9
第九节
be wise to walk in the words of God
我们要做一个智慧人就是
so the
通大人行
神的话 ultimate definition of returning to God is very clear
所以最终这个归向神的、定义是很清楚的
walk in his words
行他的话
do what he tells us
就是做他要我们做的事
if we don't We have not returned to God.
假如我们不这样做的话，我们就不算是归向神。
How do we walk in His words?
我们怎么样在神的话中行
？Love must be exercised.
爱必须要实行的。
Very important.
这是很重要的。
Love means no sins.
爱是没有罪。
Love means holiness.
爱是圣洁。
When this is practiced,
就是我们要去行这些。
We have returned to God.
当我们行这些事的时候，我们就归向神。
If we have the heart to do this.
当我们有心做这些事的时候
In this chapter, God has given us you know, very good, would give us very good rewards.
那神在这章里面给我们很好的奖赏
He would heal us. In verse 4, He would heal us.
第四节他会医治我们
In verse 4, He would love us.
他会爱我们
In verse 4, there would be no anger from God.
那神就会再有怒气
In verse 5,
第五节
God will become dew and also like lily.
那神就像甘露就好像百合花
All this means grace. God's grace will be among us.
这一切都是代表着神的爱。
And then the most important thing, we will multiply spiritually.
那在属灵上我们会增长。
Verse 6, verse 7, verse 8.
第六到第八节。
How wonderful.
这是多么的美好。
These are the results of having returned to God.
我们归向神的时候，第六到第八节就是果效。
We thank God, the church in London has been doing some good work.
我们感谢神，伦敦教会做了一些善事。
But we have to continue doing more.
但是我们继续要做这些。
This time, I just came back from Africa a few days ago.
几天前我刚从非洲回来。
With this brother, you know, a trainee preacher.
跟师姐传道。
We went to two countries.
我们去两个国家。
Kenya and Tanzania.
我们去肯亚跟坦桑尼亚。
Of course, because of church building, because of seminars, you know, one, two, three, four seminars, you know.We did not have much time to go to many most of the places.
因为要进堂的缘故，再加上有四个讲习会，所以我们不能够去更多的地方。
But God is building up many brothers and sisters in these two countries.
但是神在这两个地方呢，建立起很多的弟兄姐妹。
And actually, God always works wonderfully.
神很常呢都是奇妙的在动工。
Because in Kenya, for example, you know, there's only the tribe called Luo tribe is comprises of most of the almost 95% of the TJC members, one tribe.
在肯亚呢有一个种族叫做 Luo, 他们大概是占了95%的真耶稣教会的信徒。
Another one is another type of Kisi.
另外一个种族叫做 Kisi。只有5%。
But the biggest tribe is called Kikuyu. We don't have any TJC members.
Kikuyu. Kikuyu. 但是我们真教还没有信徒。
None of them has come to the true church yet.
这些人还没有到真耶稣教会。
So the Luo tribes have been praying and praying, you know, desiring God's, you know, words and truth to be preached to this group.
所以这个 Luo 的那个种族呢，他们一直在祈求，希望神的真理可以传给这些最大的
Kikuyu group
种族。
And then in April, there was a doctor who came from Nairobi to London.
那在四月的时候呢，在奈罗比呢，有个医生到伦敦来。
Took a leaflet, 3-in-1, exactly the same leaflet that we have been distributing, back to Nairobi.
他在伦敦拿了传单啊，带回去 Nairobi.
And then he gave it to his brother.
他把这传单交给他的哥哥。
Brother, of course, is a pastor in another church.
他哥哥是外教派的传道。
When you look at it, it's above there again. I don't think I like it.
他看到这传单上有讲到安息日，他就不高兴。
He didn't like it.So he gave it to his friend, who
actually
was keeping Sabbath from SVA.
这个朋友呢是谨守安息日的。
Wow, he received it.
这个朋友接到传单之后。
Wow, this is so good.
多么好的。
Everything that is mentioned is in the Bible.
所写的一切都是根据圣经。
So he kept on reading and reading.
他看了这传单，看了又再看。
Not many days after that, he wrote to UKGA because of this UKGA website at the back, isn't it?
那最后呢，他就从那个网络里面写信给英总的网络。
And then one of the preacher FFR actually wrote communicated with him.
那佛法传道就跟他联系。
And I think he preached to him as I know because we all know who is preaching to what. And Holy Spirit, especially Holy Spirit.
那就跟他传福音，尤其是传这个圣灵。
And also this is the word of baptism, of course.
然后就有洗礼。
But Sabbath he already knew, so he has been keeping Sabbath.
安息日他已经知道了，而且他已经谨守安息日。
So he wanted us to go there quickly, to the group.
所以他要我们立刻去他们那个种族的地方。
So in September, actually in September, two workers from Nairobi, the Africa Brothers, were sent there.
那在九月的时候呢？奈罗比的两个弟兄被差派去那个种族那边传福音。
And they discovered they already changed their true church. This is we are true church already.
他们已经改换了他们的名字，叫真耶稣教会了。
And then when we arrived,
当我们到达的时候
，actually we made an effort to go to see them. We spent 2 days with them.
我们就用了2天的时间跟他们在一起。
And they show us all the materials, all the communication with UKGA, And they already prepared so many leaflets, telling us we are coming here, asking people to come to share the word of God.
他们就把他们跟英总联系的那些文件给我们看，而且准备了很多传单给我们看。
So on Tuesday night, that is not this Tuesday, but last Tuesday, about a week ago, just more than a week ago, that Tuesday evening, we arrived at a hotel arranged by them.
在上个星期二晚上呢，我们就带到他们的旅馆。就由他们安排的。
Very cheap, of course.
当然，那旅馆是很便宜。
And what happened? We prayed together. This only the two very important workers there because it's night time, you see.
因为是晚上，只有两个重要的工人跟我们在一起。
And this person we've been keeping in touch with the AMC, received the Holy Spirit that night.
那这个人呢，他跟非洲志工团有联系的，就是当天晚上就得到圣灵。
His name is called Lucas. He said, "This is the first time in my life I spoke in tongues."
他就说，这是我第一次讲灵言。
一生之中从来没有讲过，我的 first time in my life.
这是我一生当中第一次讲灵言。
He said, "God loved him so much." He said, "Wow, this is the Holy Spirit."
所以神这么爱他，这就是圣灵。
He said, "This is the Holy Spirit."
这就是圣灵。
Oh, you're speaking in tongues so loud, and brother heard. I said, "Oh, this is God's grace."
他讲灵言很大声，所以侯弟兄跟我两个就觉得这是神的恩典。
We told him, "This is not our work. God loves you because you have been studying the Word of God. You know, you wanted to know more about the Holy Spirit."
因为你殷勤的查考神的道，所以神就赐给
你。And of course, the next 2 days we'll be preaching to them in the hotel, and also went to another place to preach to many people.
那下来的两天，我们就跟他们传福音。
And then they said, "We want to be baptized."
接着他们说，他们要接
受洗礼。And this Lucas said, "If you don't baptize me, how can I preach to people? I'm a TJC member. I'm."
他说你不跟我洗礼的话。
Not yet. You still got much to learn.
我怎么跟人家传福音呢？我们说不是现在，你
还需要再传福音。You're telling people we are TJC
members. 因为我们在跟人家说我是真理是教会的。
I said, "Not yet. You're not baptized yet."
信徒，但是
你还没有洗礼。You can see how simple and how obedient they are to the truth.
我们可以看得出他们是多么的单纯，多么的顺服神的话。
Maybe next year February, so you know, when the workers send it, then you'll be baptized.
或者明年的二月，我们可以参与。
The point we're making is this: we must return to God.
我们要讲的就是我们要归向神。
If these people who have been worshiping God in the wrong manner and then they prayed and prayed God, give them a leaflet from London, don't you think that is a very great encouragement to all of us? You know, God works miracle.
我们想这些人这样虔诚的敬拜神，所以神就借着这个传单呢。
It's not in vain.
我们的工作不是不会突然的。
For your information, Kenya actually received the true gospel, true Richard's gospel in 1995.
肯尼亚第一次接受我们的真道是在1995年。
It is through this three-in-one leaflet.
也是借着这个三个就是 CD。
Three in one. This is leaflet that we have been using.
就是这张他们就是。
This is God's love.
收到这张传单。
This is God's grace.
这是神的爱，神的恩典。
We need to ask God to help us.
所以我们必须。
To truly return to Him.
就是求神帮助我们。
Yes, eventually,
归回神。
We need to go to heaven.
最终我们到天国去。
So the best thing is to do more work for God.
所以最好呢，我们。
Our service to Him cannot be diluted by the things of the world.
我们对神的侍奉不能够因为世界这样的事情
Our fervency towards God's business, heavenly business, cannot be polluted or diluted by our possibly non-spiritual desires.
所以我们对神的事工就是天上的这种属灵的事工呢不能够被我们
的那个evil desires to pollute.
就是不好的那些渴望、欲望所影响，
污染神的工作
不能让这些欲望污染神的工作。
Because this is King's business.
因为这是神的事工。
So let us ask God to forgive us.
求神赦免我们。
To march forward.
来向前迈进。
So that we can be involved in King's business.
这样我们还可以做神的事工。
But that's only possible after we have returned to Him.
我们能够这样做，当我们的心归向神的时候。
Then we can do the King's business.
这样我们才能够做神的事工。
Saving more people in the world.
就是在这世界上拯救更多的灵魂。
Let's sing Him 424.
我们唱诗424首。
424。
424首。
Stranger here within a foreign land, my home is far away upon a golden strand. And I see though to be a breath beyond the sea, and here on earth is come my King. This is the message that I bring.A message angels fair would sing. Oh, be ye reconciled, thus saith my Lord and King. Oh, be ye reconciled to God. This is the King's command, my home and every way. Repent and turn away, from sins as dark as gray. All who will obey with him shall live forever. And as my business home, my King. This is the message that I bring, a message angels bear would sing. Oh, be ye reconciled, blessed my Lord and King. Oh, be ye reconciled to God. My home is bright and far, and share and source he planned. Eternal life and joy, throughout it was for men. My sovereign bids me tell, how more to fear may dwell. And that's my business home, my King. This is the message that I bring, a message angels then would sing. Be reconciled, thus said my Lord and King. Be ye reconciled to God.
Business is the best business in the world.
We
hope we can help each other in prayer so that we can be more productive in the business of the King,
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Just concentrate on God's word. Forget about the past. But of course, learn from our mistakes.
但是学习我们所做的,
forgetting about the past doesn't mean we forget our sins.
忘记我们的过去,
because Paul says, remember what we were.
因为保罗曾经说过, 我们要记住我们曾经是怎么样的一个人。
Marching forward means from now on sin no more. But remember, we were sinners.
要记住我们以前是罪人, 向前前进就是说,
then the church
不再犯罪,
then the church can grow.
这样教会才能够进入,
then the business of the kings can flourish.
神的事工才能够兴旺,
and then we will be rewarded by God.
这样我们才会, 神才会奖赏我们。
Let's pray.